Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 194. Join me around the loudly blasting furnace to fight off the cold as we take another question from Dan, who asks, do you ever write longhand for any part of your process? Do you do any writing on paper, or do you just stick to digital? I've tried note cards and writing outlines on paper, but these days I just keep coming back to doing everything digitally, even for note-taking and planning. My phone is always with me and auto-saves to the cloud. I'm terrified of writing stuff in a notebook and losing it. Beyond that, I do most of my writing on my phone, either with speech-to-text or using my thumbs. Do you ever write with your phone? I bet the smartphone has become a tool more writers use these days because of our hectic lives. Do any of your writing friends write a lot on their phones? Have they ever talked about their process with you? Ever since I got my first BlackBerry, it's been a topic that's interested me. I've written all these questions to you on my iPhone 6 Plus with my thumbs. My thumbs are faster than my hand with a pen, and when I use speech-to-text, it's even faster than my typing speed. Well, Dan, I gotta admit, I don't use longhand much anymore myself. I've got gobs and gobs of notebooks stacked, and periodically I'll go through them and see if there's anything in there that might work with current stories of mine. They're boneyards that I've built up over years, and I've just never had the time to transcribe them all. But I don't do it much anymore. I type too fast to be willing to do that. Now, that said, I will admit that since I got my current phone about 3 years ago now, I write a lot more by hand than I have in a long time, and I've gone back to taking notes by hand because I'm finding that I get higher quality notes that way. I'm using a Samsung Note Series phone, and the stylus and the notepad on there make taking notes really, really easy. And my handwriting's improved for the first time in my whole life, which is fantastic. But it seems to me to combine all the strengths of taking notes by hand with all the strengths of taking notes digitally, because I do have it with me all the time. And I can actually back up the notes to the server when I'm home. I've not played around with speech-to-text much. I've gone so far as to download a couple of apps that do that to see how it might work for me, but I've not gone and actually done it. Frankly, the place where I'll use it most would be for something like this in order to transcribe my answers for inclusion in the blog posts, which I want to do, but I haven't been able to find a speech-to-text program that'll work on an MP3 file or a WAV file. I'm just finding ones that'll take your live voice, and despite how seamless these episodes sometimes feel, there is a good bit of editing that goes into them because I stumble a lot, I swear a lot, I have to cut that out because this is a podcast that's for general audiences. And so each of these episodes winds up being about 70% of the amount recorded because of all the things I cut out. So I've not been able to find a good way to do that yet, though if anyone has any recommendations, please send them in. I would love to be able to include transcripts of these, of the finished episodes, in the show notes. You've got me totally beat with your thumb speed on your iPhone. I'm a full 10-finger typist kind of guy. Though Peter Brett told me once, and I have since read it in public as well, Peter Brett wrote his first Warded Man book, or maybe the first two books in his Warded Man series, on his phone, I think it was a BlackBerry, while on the bus commuting to and from work. There's also an entire genre of what translates to phone novels, at least I hope I'm remembering the term right, in Japan, which are books written on phones and designed to be read on phones on commutes. So this, what you're doing, is not unheard of, and it's not all that different from what Kevin J. Anderson does with dictating his books. He just has a typist type things in instead of using a speech-to-text program. And you can hear him talking about his process on the special episode we did where he talked at some length about how to dictate novels. most of my other writing friends don't use their phones, at least not that I know of, except insofar as using them as portable computers. You get a Bluetooth keyboard and a smartphone with a sufficient screen size, and you can install OpenOffice on them, add a kickstand, and you've basically got a little desktop computer. And that is very useful. I've done that myself on some longer plane flights. It doesn't take up nearly the room of even a tablet, but it does allow you to work on the book you're working on as you fly on those little teeny tray tables. And so that's another option for using your smartphone to do it. Your cloud backups, I don't back up to the cloud much, but I am with you on how important backups are if you're working digitally. If you're worried about losing a notebook, that's got nothing on losing a hard drive or losing a phone or having your pocket picked. So yeah, do be diligent about your backups. That'd be a good thing. So I guess my question is, does anyone else out there do most of their writing on their smartphone? Any tricks you've picked up? Go ahead and leave a comment on this episode, and if I get a few of you talking about your experiences, I'll do a special episode where I read them all so that the information can get shared around among the listeners, and we'll start a little bit of a brain trust going here. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Remember that now through December 22nd, you can get a book bundle filled with books on writing, craft, and business and discipline at storybundle.com/nano. 11 books, including one of my own, all dedicated to helping you write better, faster, and manage your business more effectively so that you have more time to write better and faster. Check it out now while there's still time at storybundle.com/nano.